The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
Well, I tell you, it's a hot one here in Israel, and this last hour has been full of debate and storm and things happening and lots of developments. I know that I said there was a developing story earlier this afternoon, yes, as of about an hour and a half ago, where the residents of Adam, which is where the terror attack on Thursday took place, were asked to please go into their homes and button down the hatches. Security forces were combing the area. They are still combing the area for a suspicious figure, and we're hoping not for a repeat of Thursday's terror attack. So that's a story developing. But the big, big story today.
Hold on, before we get to the big, big story, Rolene, can I just ask you, where about is Adam exactly? Where is it in
Well, proximity? Adam is in the West Bank or Judean Samaria, or, you know, however you choose to name it. It's a small settlement within that area, and the big concern now is that the fence around the area has been cut and that somebody may have infiltrated. So the West Bank settlement, the Judean Samaria Yeshuv of Adam is currently under lockdown.
Gosh, okay, so I'm sure that there are going to be updates. All right, but you said that there is a much bigger story. Just to guess, does this deal with the Druze and the IDF?
Okay, this is a very, very fast developing story. Mm. So the situation is as follows. There have been many who have spoken out against the nation state bill, which was legislated last week, including President Rivlin, who said that he will sign the nation state bill if he needs to into legislation. He will sign it in Arabic to preserve the status of the language of Arabic. Now, while many claim that Arabic is an official language of Israel in the Declaration of Independence, it is termed or it as to having special status. Last night there was a mass Arabic shiur where residents of Tel Aviv participated to make a stand against or for protecting the Arabic language. However, the big issue is around the Druze community. Now, as many of you know, the Druze are very, very loyal to the state of Israel. We don't know much about the Druze. Their customs, their culture is very, very secretive, but many, many Druze serve in the IDF, and a very, very high-ranking Druze soldier, commander in the Israeli Defense Forces, posted a post on social media condemning the nation state bill. And as a result, several Druze officers have withdrawn from the IDF. And within the last hour, there has been a lot of development, including the Ramatkal, the chief of staff, Gadi Eisenkot, meeting with Druze commanders and the Druze community and imploring them, please, to not bring politics into the army. And this has escalated to the point where in the last half an hour, the Druze officer Amir Jamal, who published this Facebook post, has been suspended. He has been suspended over his post criticizing the nation state law. Now, his commanders have made it very, very clear to him that he was expected to refrain from publishing the post, which identified himself as an officer in the IDF. And their rationale being that there is no place in the IDF for this kind of political debate. The army is not to be politicized. The army is to serve the state. So it is definitely a very, very hot topic, and it's really starting to spill over into our greatest institutions, one of which is the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF. And we also have another Druze officer, Shadi Zidane, who said that he decided to resign from the army after 5 years of service because the law makes him feel like a second-class citizen. And he is quoted as saying, "Until today, I gave my soul to the country. I risked my life. I was away from home and who knows what else. Until today, I stood in front of the national flag with pride and I saluted it. Until today, I sang the Hatikva because I was sure that this is my country equality and I'm equal to all others. But today I refuse for the first time in my service to salute the flag. I refuse for the first time to sing the national anthem. And Gadi Eisenkot, the Ramatkal, our chief of staff, has called on minorities in the IDF to please leave the controversial political issues outside of the army. He says, as an army that is inclusive of the people, whose goal is to defend Israeli citizens and win wars, we are committed to safeguarding human dignity. So it is really, really definitely a situation that is escalating, that is heating up, and one that is of concern to many of us, because we have always spoken of our Brit Adam, our covenant of blood that we share with our Jews brothers and sisters.
I think that this is obviously going to be developing for a while, Rolene, as well as the, what's it, the law. What's the law called again?
Well, the nation state law, exactly. State, you know, law. There are many critics of the nation state law, many of them fervent Zionists, for the point that it wasn't legislated with the entire government in agreement with it. Some of the language some people find very, very questionable, and there's a lot of concern from diaspora Jews about the status of the nation state law and how this serves community, and a lot of concern in Israel about Netanyahu and you know, is he the right man to lead us? And I think we're going to see a very, very interesting election next year, and where everybody positions themselves as we move towards possibly a new government.
Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much. That's where we leave it this evening. If you've missed this podcast, get to highfm.com. Go to podcasts and you'll be able to find all of Rolene's podcasts there. That's where we leave it. Coming up next, we've got some news for you.